My name is Amy Vinner-Hamdi. I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and we also have my amazing partner here.
This is Dave, and as I said, this is a really, really big day because we just got the keys a couple of days ago to an amazing, huge upgrade. There's so many exciting new upgrades coming at Purium these days, it's pretty hard to even keep track. Sometimes it just makes my head spin. But this is maybe the most exciting of this week, and that's that we've gotten the keys to a beautiful new building. Now, for those of you who don't know, we've been spread out over like 7-8 buildings on 2 different sides of the street over a whole block. And let's just say that as far as coordination and cohesion, you have to leave one building, go outside to get into another building to meet one of your people or to move a product or a pallet. It just isn't as efficient as it's going to be. It's certainly not as pretty as this is. And we're going to give you just a quick look around. I'm going to ask for our camera person to pan a little bit left and a little bit right and show you some of the beautiful landscaping, the beautiful trees and the grass, and just really, really a big, big building. And really, like I said, beautiful landscaping. And when you get inside, it is going to be a much higher tech experience than we've ever had at Purium before. So the person we have to sort of thank for that is sitting to my left, your right on the screen. And so I just want to congratulate her on a very, very good job.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, because you know what? Our mission here at Purium is so big. We have so many people that need what we have, and I feel such a responsibility to manufacture those products in a quality, in a consistent way. And the number of people that need to be reached, the number of people that need to be touched with what we have, there it's too great for the facility that we had in Long Beach. And so I knew in my heart that that was the next evolution of the company from the corporate perspective, was moving, upgrading the facility, making a big switch, making a huge investment, a huge investment. But you know what? When the mission is worth it, when what you're doing and what you believe in is worth it, you do whatever it takes to accomplish that mission and to achieve your goal. So this is a dream come true. Really, this is a dream come true for us to have an almost 40,000 square foot facility all under one roof and this beautiful concrete tilt up with food grade, with FDA, I think they're called
clean rooms.
I don't know. There was some spec that the contractor gave me we're just so excited to be moving into this next phase of our maturity here as a company here at Purium.
Yeah, it's a little bit like we were, you know, at one time we had one of those little carts that we took around that had a wheel on it. We moved it around and sold, you know, things out of it. And then we got a food truck and we were a little fancier. And then we got a small restaurant, and now we just remodeled the restaurant. We upgraded, moved to the nice, you know, big building, and it really feels, you can feel that evolution happening. And so we haven't officially got it started yet. I think it's just about that time. So hopefully the audience is building. We've got an agenda we want to cover with you just to give you some idea again of exactly where we've been and why that is showing us the direction of where we need to go. And so, Amy, what do you think? Is it just about that time?
I think it's about 5 minutes after the hour, and I know our Facebook viewers will, sometimes it takes a little while out there in Facebook land to get everything connected, but I'm sure they'll catch up with us, so let's go ahead and get started.
Fantastic. Well, the first thing I want to talk about that we want to talk about is the mission. Now, I put some notes here, Amy. Our mission is to inform and share knowledge about the hidden dangers of our food. So we want to inform and share knowledge about the hidden dangers that are within food, because we saw that there was a crisis pending and that people were beginning to suffer in a big way because of the compromise that had happened to what we once called food. And so with that, you know, we knew that, again, that we needed to inspire and give hope to people that there was something beyond just being scared. If there's something wrong, then you need to give people hope that things could get better. And we didn't want to just give hope that things could get better. We wanted to give them the tools to make sure that things got better. So do you want to expand upon that first point a little bit?
Well, as we, you know, through the whole Industrial Revolution and how things have changed, you know, the food supply, it's just changed. You know, 100 years ago, we were growing all of our food. We were out there hunting. We were gathering
all organic.
Our food, everything was organic, and there certainly didn't need to be a standard for organic. But as the Industrial Revolution took place, as moms went into the workforce, you know, that all changed. And it didn't necessarily change from an evil perspective. Scientists in the laboratories thought that they were actually helping society by preserving the food, making it able to transport without spoiling, going to be able to feed America. But what happened in that is that we have these introductions of chemicals. We have these introductions of frankenfoods, things that was a coin that I think, Dave, you coined or you came up with over like 20 years ago was frankenfood. It's food that looks like food, but it's not food. So when you ingest something in your body that looks like food, but it's not food, your body's confused and your body's trying to figure out, what do I do with this? So it's taking the macronutrients, but all those cofactors, all those things that, you know, the deep pigmented fruits and veggies we're giving to our bodies, they're just not there. They've been stripped away.
And so it's been said, you know, that people suffer for lack of knowledge. And while Amy, you know, is very aware of the dangers within food, the truth is that other mothers like her, they're not. And that's something that really concerns us. If moms who really are responsible for the welfare of their children, if they don't even know that there's a problem, then Amy and I, we wanted to sound the alarm. Now, I used to do a radio show, and I used to say that some people will call me Chicken Little, and others will call me Paul Revere. Chicken Little said, the sky is falling just because it was raining, and Paul Revere saved, you know, the entire town, maybe the entire country, because he sounded an alarm. And so we wanted to be that Paul Revere of modern times, sounding the alarm that there's a danger coming. But we didn't just want to sound the alarm that there was danger. We wanted to arm people with the tools they were going to need to rise up and to face that challenge. And I think that is part of the purpose, you know, that we've defined as a company.
Absolutely, because now we see what the problem is. We see that our food supply has been compromised. We see that food may no longer be food, what we're putting on the kitchen table. We've become aware to that at some level. And then we say, okay, well, then I'm going to start growing a garden. I'm going to juice myself. I'm going to go into a living food lifestyle. But what happens, we actually take on a part-time or a full-time job, and it's just not sustainable.
And not everyone has the money either.
Exactly. It's super expensive. And so that's where the mission, that's where the passion is really deeply rooted from, is we know what the solution is, right? We know what the solution is, and that is getting, you know, plant high-quality organic whole foods into your diet on a daily basis. But it's hard. If you work, I work full-time. I'm a mother of two. We have lots of activities to do in the evening. It's really difficult.
It's easy to give up hope. I mean, if you don't know that there's answers. And so we wanted to give mothers hope. We wanted to give the world hope that there are answers, there are solutions, and they're not so unattainable. You don't have to grow trays of wheatgrass and go to the organic farmer's market every weekend and spend whole paycheck at certain stores, if you know what I mean, in order to eat healthy. And so what we wanted to do is create this bridge between what people really needed in their lives and then that gap in their ability to know they need it, have access to it, and to be able to afford it. And so that bridge that we built is called Purium. And Purium is a bridge that goes directly into people's lives from our farms to your table, to your kitchen, where you literally could benefit from the freshest, purest, most healing food. And so that's the access. So again, the first part was to inform and share. The second, that there's a danger and that people need to be aware. The second part was to give hope that there are solutions. And the third part was to actually provide access to those solutions in a way that most people were going to be able to benefit from. And so that's the mission, but the vision, that's how you accomplish the mission. And so the vision is a vision of pure food. And so I want to tell this story about how Amy and I were a big part of the consortium of food manufacturers who demanded that we have standards that document the purity of food. Do you know that just a few short years ago, there was no USDA organic? Just a few short years ago, there was no USDA organic. And before that, there was something called the Organic Crop Improvement Association. But before that was Oregon Tilth, just a small group of farmers who made a list of rules about what pure food should look like. And that evolved to the Organic Crop Improvement Association. And that became a vision. That vision became a reality when we got to certify and put a stamp on our food that said, we do it right, and here's the proof. And that was a big part of the vision. But if we were going to stamp food that's organic, it couldn't just be any food. It had to be superfood. And the reason was because the food we had been eating had been so compromised.
Absolutely. The food we had been eating was so compromised. And so although I'm not a fan of huge bureaucracy, I was happy that they stepped in because consumers were being deceived. Consumers were being deceived, and companies like ours who were playing by the rules, who fought for organic, who fought for these quality of foods, for truth in the health food stores, we were being pushed out of the market because people that were deceiving, they were getting in. They
put organic on their product, but it wasn't organic.
Absolutely. So we fought a battle and we won for truth in labeling, truth in standards, so that when you saw organic on the label, you could trust it. And so we were at the very forefront of that movement as a company. And then we were so happy to be part of it when the USDA took over. So our company has been certified organic since
day one.
So that's something that we're so absolutely proud of.
And you know, Amy and I, we are proud of something else, and that's that we have been risk takers. We are innovators. There was a time when raw and living food was not even allowed to be sold in the market. All food had to be sterilized. Amy and I hired a really good microbiologist, and we stepped up and we challenged the way that everyone else was thinking, and we demanded that they allow us to sell pure raw food so long as it wasn't dangerous, so long as there were no bacteria that were harmful. The other bacteria had to be okay. And so we innovated. And I'm going to tell about a couple of other innovations, because some came from long, you know, sort of like way back, like the things like wheatgrass juice. Been around for a long, long time. But do you know that we discovered a grain, not us personally, we discovered a grain that had been found in an Egyptian tomb, like a pyramid. And it was thousands of years old, the most ancient grain of all. And it germinated just a few kernels, and we ultimately grow our wheatgrass out of this ancient Egyptian grain. There's modern discoveries, for example, like astaxanthin. It's been healing the planet through and animals through its phytochemistry for so long that mankind has just recently discovered and tapped into the power of that phytochemistry. So whether it comes from ancient herbology like Chinese culture, or whether it comes from ancient lore like Kamut, or whether it's just recently been discovered like the apothecary or the astaxanthin, we are on the forefront of having our ear to the ground, and the most important superfood discoveries are going to be coming through Purium, and we have some amazing examples of that coming up in just a few short weeks.
That's that's one thing that, you know, Dave here, he's cultivated many, many relationships in this industry over his career. And that's the beautiful thing about Purium is that Dave's been able to meet people, meet gurus and meet doctors and meet people who have dedicated their entire careers to healing people with natural remedies. And then what we've done here at Purium is we've synergistically combined ancient wisdom from many cultures from all over the world. And
with
that's
modern science.
With modern science. And that's why our formulas are so effective. That's why our formulas work, because we've taken things from Ayurvedic medicine. We've taken things from Chinese medicine. We've taken things from South American and Native American.
Amazing researchers. Literally, we find these scientific papers of a piece of research that was done by some brilliant mind who never, ever got his work like discovered because it didn't make anybody any money. And I'm not saying it makes us money, but someone could benefit from it. And so we found these things like the red marine algae, and we were one of the first ever to introduce coconut oil and chia seeds. And I could go on and on of things that no one even thought of before. And Amy and I brought into the market because we are looking for the cutting edge of phytochemistry. And to give you an example of cutting edge, it's not about the food, it's the delivery of the food. This isn't just about eating green, this is about living green. And with our focus on dehydrating food in the field at a very low temperature, it removes the transportation costs, the storage costs, the need for preservatives. And more importantly, it is the most efficient delivery system of food nutrients in the history of the world. We do not need genetically modified organisms or chemicals to solve our food crisis. We need to get more out of every acre. Now, currently, less than 10% of the nutrients that come out of an acre of food ultimately get into a human to nourish them. With Purium's model, that is in excess of 90%. Which means we are 9 times more efficient. That means we could use 9 times less water, 9 times less soil, 9 times less transportation to feed a world that right now is starving for real food. They're being overfed with pseudo food, and they're being starved for real food. With our most efficient delivery system of food in the history of the world, we're going to change that in a big way together with you.
Absolutely. And so Dave is very passionate about the science, and he literally spends the bulk of his time reading and researching and formulating so he can bring these things to the world. I'm not as deep into the science. But we both on our levels, we want to help people. I mean, what Purium is all about is about helping people. There's big problems out there, and we've got big solutions. So we know.
Stick around.
We know that when you feed your body what God and Mother Nature intended, your body can do miraculous things. But we get caught in this position of, not having the time, not having the resources. It's not instant. It's not convenient. But that's what Purium offers. And as Dave was referencing, with our low-temperature vacuum dehydration process, that these foods, like a power shake, like one of my very favorite products, our original product, Organic Kamut Blend, it's just like fresh. And so I've had people say, well, prove that to me. I'm not sure I believe it. And I tell them, have you ever left a shaker bottle in your car without washing it? Have you ever done that?
Oh, never.
Well, if you don't believe that our products are living, I dare you, take a shaker bottle, drink it, leave a little bit in the bottom, and leave it in your car overnight. It will grow. It is living. Now, I challenge you, take a sports drink, take a soda, take something like that,
Anything else.
Do the same thing, and you get nothing. You get no smell. You get no reaction.
It wasn't alive.
Exactly, because those foods were dead. They've been chemically, they've been processed, or they've had chemicals added to them, so they're dead. The life force is gone. Well, that is not the case with Purium. And so when you give this quality of nutrient and the quality of food to your body on a daily basis. It's like the law of accumulation. When you do something good, a little bit good, consistent over time, the payoff is going to be bountiful in the end. Like, tell that story, Dave, about how, like, really these products that we're making and we're manufacturing and we've been selling for 20 years, it's like we feel like we're selling life insurance. But tell that story about the life insurance, about the two older people and where they ended up at the end of their life.
I wish I could hear that television.
So I'm going to jog his memory. So you had two twins. You had two twins, and one took care of themselves, and one understood about health and nutrition.
Same genetics.
And the other one ate vegetables and exercised and had a healthy lifestyle, and the other didn't.
And he built his house out of bricks. Oh, no, that was a different story.
Okay, let's just fast forward right to the end. The story isn't working.
I know. So the bottom line is, it's the same thing with two trees. It's the same thing with two people. The one that gets the nutrients, the one that gets the water, the one that gets the proper pruning, it's going to be a big, strong tree that lives forever. And the tree that doesn't get the water, the nutrients, and the proper pruning, it's not going to be the same. And humans are just like that. The story I thought she was wanted me to tell was of the accumulation, you know, how if you simply added, you know, one penny a day, $1 a day, and add it up over your lifetime, it adds up a lifetime. You take your hand and add a drop of water. At first, it doesn't weigh anything. By the time it's 2 gallons, you can't hold it. But one drop of water will become 2 gallons once you have enough drops of water. And so these adaptogenic foods are really important. But I want to talk about our final thing, and that is the passion. Okay, because the passion is really, passion is emotion, and emotion is energy in motion. And I always ask people, what energy are you putting in motion? What are you passionate about? Well, you know, what we're passionate about is people, and then we're passionate about people, and we're really passionate about people, because this is all about the people. If the people take care of themselves first, then they will be strong. Put your mask on yourself before you put it on your child, like they say in the airplane, right? If you take care of yourself first, you'll be able to take care of others. Once you have taken care of yourself and take care of others, you now have built a family of strong people that are going to resonate out and begin to affect a wider and wider group of people. It's about people, people, and more people, because we're building a family, an ohana, of like-minded, well-intentioned people who truly believe that we could save this planet, that we could save mankind, that we could save ourselves, that we could save our brothers, our sisters, our parents, and our children. And to me, Amy, that makes me so proud to be walking down this pathway with you, with them, all of us together, you know, toward, and yes, there is money to be made. We know that. We are one of the fastest growing companies in America 4 years in a row. And while we're not the most profitable company in America, we show that people are going to spend money on these quality products.
Absolutely. I mean, the market is now. The awareness is rising. I mean, remember 20 years ago when we both stood in our Birkenstocks and we were peddling our wheatgrass juice and people were laughing at us? That's not the case anymore. I mean, maybe you still wear Birkenstocks.
They turn around to laugh.
But that's not the case. The awareness is rising. The consciousness is rising. And the time is now, because we know that we're responsible for our own health. And because I know the power of these foods, because I had such a profound health transformational experience when I was a young person, I bear that responsibility because I know what works. I know how your body responds when you feed it properly. And so it is my job. I get up every day in the morning and say, how can I reach more people? How can I get this quality of food that's easy, it's instant and convenient, that a mom who works full time can take 2 scoops of powder, shake it up, and give it to their kids, take it themselves, and be able to live a living food lifestyle. It's a responsibility that both of us bear, because when you don't know what you don't know, How can you make the best decisions? How can you make the right choices for your family? So what we do here at Purium, what we do here together as a Purium family, is we share that message. We talk a little bit about the problem, but we talk about and we focus on the solution, because that's what we have here at Purium. We have a solution. We have a gateway into a living food lifestyle that's not going to eat your time and it's not going to break the bank.
You know, and I believe, yeah, I'm a passionate person, but who wouldn't be excited? Who wouldn't be excited when you have great hope? You know, imagine that you're like you're walking in the desert and you're thirsty. You're so thirsty and you're so hot. And all of a sudden you see, you know, a home, and there's a fountain in front of the home, and there's water and there's shade and there's food. Why wouldn't you run toward that? Who wouldn't run toward that? Yet people don't realize that they're in that desert. They're in that desert of food, where there's no real food, and their bodies are starving and they're thirsting for what will make them well. They just don't realize it. And if we could open their eyes and show them that oasis, we know that they will run toward us. So we want to talk about the fact that it takes a team. It takes a team effort. And there's a silly thing. It says, together, everybody achieves more.
I love that. That's not silly.
Well, what I mean is one of those fun,
yes, yes,
silly, yeah.
Acronyms.
But what we've achieved as a team, what we've achieved, Amy and I, what we've achieved with you, is this unity, this family, this ohana. And that's allowed us to rise up and create qualities that never existed before, like the 200 farmers in Thailand who are growing organic rice now, and on and on and on. We just have like another minute. So I just want to say that what this comes down to is quality. Quality people and quality products. And when you have quality people and quality products together, working together passionately with purpose and vision, then I just see that, you know, there's nothing that could stop us. So we used to say, we still do, you know, I can, you can, we could change the world. That was one of our first ever themes at Purium. And I just want to tell you, it has not changed. It's not going to change. That's who we are.
Absolutely. I love that. That makes so much sense. And that is very close to my heart. And, you know, I just want to say there's so many problems out there in the world to focus on, but I am so proud to represent and lead a company that we address problems of health and wellness and give solutions. We have an amazing compensation plan where you can address your financial stresses and get these supplements paid for, as well as generating a second stream of income. And third, and obviously not lastly, but something that's really become special to me of late is that, you know, people are lonely. People are suffering and people are lonely. And what we've created here at Purium is we've created a community. We've created a community of like-minded individuals who care for each other, who cheer each other on, who push people to step into their greatness. And we are cheering for everyone every step of the way. So
we have some winners.
Okay, awesome.
And because that's one of the people we're cheering for, is some of our winners. So we are giving away, in case you don't know, and I don't know why we're not talking about this every single day, we have Eric Ware coming to our convention. That's like, you know, that's like drafting, you know, Michael Jordan back in the day. I mean, this guy is for real. And so we're going to be having a very high-level training, 3 hours. You need to have a ticket to do that, and those tickets cannot be found, but they can be won. So our first winner is?
Let's see. We have got, Stephanie Dawn. Yay, Stephanie Dawn.
Congratulations, Stephanie.
Awesome.
And all we're going to ask you to do is within 5 minutes after the close of this, you need to let us know you're on tonight's call. Our second winner is going to be Lindsay Hortien, H-O-U-R-T-I-E-N-N-E, a consultant from Michigan. And so, again, we're looking for Stephanie Dawn Preston. We're looking for Lynette Hortien.
Lindsay Hortien.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay Hortien. And then that is hopefully going to do, because we're looking forward to giving these very high-level prizes away. Now, we just have 1 minute left. I want to remind you where we are. we're in front of a 40,000 square foot, beautiful, brand new, all under one roof, moving on up at Purium facility. We just got the keys 2 days ago, and Amy did an amazing job. It's like she went and bought the house, and I didn't see it. And then when I came, I said, it's perfect. Because she did all this herself. I'm taking no credit. She got consultants. She got advisors. She located it. She negotiated it. She made it happen.
Awesome.
Great job.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. We are having a few technical difficulties on the comments, but we have a couple more prizes of an organic blend and barley green juice to give away. So we are going to be randomly pulling that winner, and we're going to be sending it out. We will let you know, but we've got some of our legacy products to be given away, and we will make that happen as soon as we get off the call. And
if you sent us a message, I think we'll pull our winners out of the people who dropped us messages. How's
absolutely
that?
Absolutely. We just can't see the messages right now.
Hey, this is definitely a learning curve. Technology, I don't know. But you know what? I do a lot better with, like, digging holes and planting trees, but this is fun too.
Awesome. Well,
good night, everybody.
This is a go big year for Purium. This is a go big year for you. And thank you so much.
See you at convention.
For being with us. Love you.
Good night now.
Bye-bye.